Iraq does not have a team in the World Cup this year, but the country is still following the competition, or trying to. Watching the games in a country racked by war can be a real challenge, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
There is still one issue capable of uniting Iraqis. The country's soccer crazy. So soccer crazy that Iraqi kids play in the streets using a plastic water bottle for a ball. And that's why Iraqis are today feeling even more abused than usual. The rest of the world is enjoying a feast of World Cup soccer beamed live from Germany. They are not. As he fritters away an afternoon in a Baghdad billiard hall, 17-year-old Ali Mohammed airs his frustration. He wants to watch the World Cup at home on TV, but to get reliable, high-quality coverage, he says you have to buy a satellite service.
I can't watch the game by satellite channel unless I buy a card, and that costs $200.
$200, that's a sum well beyond the means of most Iraqis, including Ali Mohammed.
I really haven't got the money. Friends of mine who do see the games tell me the result.
Iraq's national soccer team, though promising, didn't make it to the World Cup. They were better in the old days, though life for the team wasn't much fun. People here still talk about how Saddam's son, Oday, tortured players if they lost. Yet Ali Mohammed says the fans were happy.
In Saddam's time, we could watch the soccer live on TV. These days, there are too many problems.
The World Cup is actually being shown on Iraqi TV. Today, one channel, Al Masar, was showing blurry pictures of Australia playing Japan. But, says student Ali Mazin, that doesn't necessarily mean you get to see the game.
We get fed up. We're watching the game faithfully and then the power goes off. It's very annoying.
Iraqis do have generators, but they can't always afford the fuel or the hours it takes to line up to buy it. So fans have started gathering in Baghdad's coffee shops. In this one, they're showing a rerun of Holland's match against Serbia-Montenegro. A group of men is watching, including 24-year-old Mazin Taher Mohsin.
We came here to watch yesterday's game because we could not see yesterday.
All of a sudden, the TV cuts out. The generator's broken.
We came here looking for comfort and didn't get any.
There is, of course, other entertainment on Iraq's TV channels. The trial of Saddam Hussein produced more fireworks today, with the dictator complaining about the difficulties of getting defense witnesses to court. But back in the billiard hall, Ali Mohammed has reached a conclusion. He's not watching Saddam or the soccer. For him, the only reliable form of fun these days is with a billiard stick. He says at least the game of billiards doesn't require electricity. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.
And Philip Reeves' story was compiled with reporting from NPR's Farah Al-Kassab. This is NPR, National Public Radio.